One of the things is to understand, you know, if you're sad, that's fine. You know, if you've got a bit of anxiety, that's normal. But if you've been sad for more than sort of 2-3 weeks, that's when you should be looking to seek help. We have guys coming in talking, you know, basically about being depressed, and essentially the first port of call for those guys is actually going to see the GP, because it could be a chemical imbalance, and basically that can be fixed with obviously medication. I mean, we have triggers in our life, and we also have situational distress where essentially, you know, like if you're a farmer and you haven't had rain and it's looking bad and the bank's knocking on your door, well, that's going to create some sort of anxiety. Mm. If that keeps going, that's going to create some depression. Mm. So, you know, I mean, the Beyond Blue do a marvellous job. You know, essentially, if you go onto their website, if you go onto our website at Men's Resource Centre, .org.au. We have a lot of resources on there and a lot of emergency numbers and phone numbers that you can ring. Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk to somebody straight off, Lifeline on 13 11 14 is the best bet. And that way, I mean, 24 hours a day they're on the line, and there's also a suicide callback line as well, because depression can lead to suicide.
Does weather play a part in how we feel throughout the year? Like in this cold, wet weather, Do people get down because
Absolutely.
Of it?
Yeah, look, I worked in the UK for 5 years, and I mean, it's always overcast, the buildings are grey, they wear a lot of grey, not many people smile. But come summer, things suddenly brighten up. People wear colourful clothing, they're happier, they're outside. And if you're feeling depressed at this moment, you know, some of the things that you can do for you to help yourself is get outdoors. You know, I mean, you can always take an umbrella and a raincoat. Get active. I mean, that's really good for your mind health. Make sure that you're connecting with friends. That's the other thing, you know. Sometimes when you're really depressed, I mean, we've had guys that just can't get out of bed. You know, it becomes so, you know, debilitating. But, you know, sort of making sure that you've got a sort of regime of being active, you know, essentially eating the right food. I mean, there's mood food. Essentially, if you're eating lots of salt, fat and sugar, you're going to feel sad.
I've been sort of naughty in the last couple of weeks, but I've started eating the fruits and vegetables again and already noticing the difference.
Oh, you just feel better in yourself, you know. I mean, it's sort of simple stuff that we can do that really will make a really big difference. But that social connection too, you know, making sure that you're sitting, you know, talking to friends, you're not isolating yourself. Make sure you're not self-medicating, you know. The old Friday night felt good, but suddenly Saturday morning you don't feel so good with the hangover. And like alcohol is a depressive, you know, so it builds you up and throws you further down. So that's one of the things that we watch out for blokes is that, you know, if they're drinking a lot, they're isolating themselves. They're not looking after themselves, you know, dress wise. It's time to get them to the GP.
Yeah.